Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
She's back another time. Rosalind McGrath from Marquette. We channeled the last couple times, and now she's back for more. How you doing?
Great, thanks.
And this week, we were thinking about channeling the law of attraction.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Is that something you've ever done before, the energies from the law of attraction?
No, I've certainly drawn on that for inspiration. I have not done that as a voice channeling before.
No, in the previous ones we did, and you never done this before, the Christ consciousness, we channeled on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also channeled on something I wanted to do, and you probably thought I was a little nutty. Alien energies.
It's kind of hard to find something I find nutty. Actually, golf. Golf, I find nutty.
I was just telling Roslyn how I played golf. And actually did incredibly well. And the thing is, for years I've struggled. I don't play that often. I don't take it serious. And I just, something hit me the other day, a few days ago, to change just this little thing in my swing. And all of a sudden, I can hit the ball better than I have my whole life. And I don't practice a lot, and I don't play a lot. It's like, to me, it was like the universe is, we're getting more messages from the universe all the time. Things are becoming more clear. We can access these things. And it was like somebody from another place was going, keep your arm straight, TJ. Keep your arm straight. And by golly, it worked. Now, we're going to, in just a moment, if there's anything you want to lead into this at all with Rosalind or? Like,
That's such an open field.
I mean, is there something you want to say before we get started on this?
I'm really looking forward to doing this and how you've helped me go into new territory with this channeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would ask people listening to consider, not to make assumptions, but to consider. And to see how their response is. Sometimes we tense up, and we have an immediate no, a sort of knee-jerk no to something that's unfamiliar, or something that hits some of our stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
That can't be, because you would have to change if you believed it.
All right.
So perhaps a helpful question might be, what would my life be like if I believed this? If you come across something that your initial response is just, no, you know, that's just not the way things work. Well, if you did believe that, would it make your life better,
mm-hmm.
or worse, or nothing? Because we do have choice about our beliefs.
And you said this before, it's really up to us to how far we want to go. If
Absolutely.
We start closing down the curtains around us, then we're not going to get the answers we want. You know, it's really up to us how far we go.
Definitely. And it's not that sometimes we make huge leaps, but even those huge leaps are then going to need to get anchored and integrated. You know, I've had powerful experiences, and I think, oh, okay, forevermore, I'm going to see it this way, I'm going to respond this way, it's going to be like this. And, you know, it can take some extra time and effort to really get that ingrained more across the board.
It's almost like a habit. You got to develop a habit of doing it, right?
Yep. And certainly, you know, personally, I've grown with my understanding and applying of the law of attraction, but I am still working to spread that more thoroughly and well into my life and how I do things. So I'm looking forward to learning from this, too.
I think we all can really gain a lot from it. And it's nice to hear it, even if we've heard it before. And maybe it's nice to hear it from a different source. Those of you that maybe watched The Secret, they were actually, that whole movie was pretty much inspired by an entity called Abraham. And what was the gal's name? Do you remember her name that was doing
Esther Hicks.
Esther Hicks. And so everyone's going to have a slightly different version, perhaps, of the way they tell you these different entities, the different beings. I really liked it. Personally, I thought it was awesome. Now, we have somebody on the line as well. Her name is Anne, and we're going to let her join us for part of this conversation. How you doing, Anne?
Doing great, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Okay. And you are going to join us in just a moment. Once Roslyn morphs into this, now you're familiar, Anne, with channeling. You told me before that you're familiar with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Roslyn, we're going to give you, do you want to do this now? Do you want a couple minutes of silence or like a moment of silence here to get into that?
I'll take my moment if there's any conversation you want to have with Anne to get things started. You can go ahead while I do this.
Okay, go ahead. We'll talk a little bit to Anne. So, Anne, do you have a business? Is there a reason you're calling because you have a question, right?
Yes, we have a business, and I'm wondering if we have any energy that is stuck in some way that is preventing us from really going gangbusters the way we know we're meant to.
How long have you had your business?
3 years.
How many? I'm sorry?
We've had it for 3 years, but we've been selling our product for a year and a half.
Mm. Well, and I think you and I talked about this a little bit, too, is that, I mean, there's many reasons things happen, but I think it always kind of comes back to us, and you agree with that, don't you, Anne?
Oh, completely. Oh, my gosh.
And if we could just figure out what it is, that's the hard part. It's like, well, what is it? You know?
Right. It's and like, whenever I'm looking out, I know it's within, you know? Just like, how am I doing? Just look at what's going on around me.
Right, absolutely. Well, in just a moment, Roslyn will be ready. She has to, like, step aside to allow these energies. She's still there because there are some channels that don't have a clue what goes on when they allow somebody to speak through them. And then people like Roslyn, somehow she's made herself aware and she knows what's being said. And we can talk about it afterward. That's what's kind of nice. You're kind of into these things, aren't you, Anne?
Completely.
How long have you felt?
I believe in having a very open mind without letting your brains fall out. That's my boundary.
That's a good way to do it. And how long have you felt this way?
I've known this my whole life. I actually remember as a child, I mean, I don't go around telling this to people all the time, but when I was a young girl, I've always had this memory of this French lieutenant I just remember everything that happened to him. And I've always remembered everything that happened to him, and it felt like it had influenced my present life.
Now, when you say this French lieutenant, you're talking from a previous time.
Yes, definitely.
And did you feel that was you?
Yes.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Do you have any idea what time period that might be?
I think it was, like, I want to say the 1700s or so.
Wow. Let's see if the energies of the law of attraction are ready. Are you with us?
Oh, we are. We are so ready.
Ah.
And we are thrilled to be able to express in this way at this time with you.
And so how are you connected, first of all, to what we've heard from Abraham? Is that all part of the same ball of wax? I mean,
yes.
It's hard for me to grasp because there's so much out there. And so what was said in the movie The Secret, I'm guessing you're familiar with that?
In our way, yes.
Do you feel that was fairly accurate?
There was some mix of energies, but for the most part, it was a good portrayal.
Okay, I don't want to waste Anne's time anymore. She's on the phone. I'm sure she's got to go to work. Anne, if you'd like to ask a question, do you have any questions lined up for the...
Might we just make a few opening comments?
Sure, go ahead, please.
We just want you to know that all of you, that the world is at your fingertips, inside your fingertips. We want you to know, we want you to start to remember that there is a magic wand, and you can wave it, and have fun with that, and know that you could have so much more fun than you're having. You could have so much more fun. If you're going to experience physicality, you might as well enjoy it, and not that one would expect that you enjoy everything, but to realize, oh my goodness, it really is a magical universe. And if you could look at the ideas of someone in the 1700s looking at how you live now, complete and total magic.
Mm-hmm. Totally different.
Look at what you have brought in. And so, might we all just take a few deep breaths together, just to relax a little bit more into this. Listeners may do so as well. So, dear one, speak to us from your heart of what your concerns are, what you would like more awareness about at this time.
What I'm wondering is how to unblock the blocks that I feel in our business. It's my husband and myself, and I would love to unblock whatever is in the way of our prosperity.
We will speak with you quite frankly, because there are various parts to this play. Your husband is not happy enough in this work, in his role, certainly not in how things are going, but it's not really the fit for him that it can be for you. And there is some heavy energy coming from that direction. And while you are more authentically connected here, there is not enough clarity and we don't want to say power, but kind of quantity of stream coming through. You would have to kind of bowl him over energetically for your desire to override on this, given the parts that he is playing right now in this.
Is that something that you feel there could be some accuracy in, Anne?
100%.
Wow.
We speak with greatest love for your dear one. He does not want to disappoint you, and he does not want to disappoint himself. He tends to feel that it would be a failure if he were to, quote-unquote, give up now. There will be several steps involved for him to get real, in a way, about what he wants, because he is inhibited about going there.
Do you know what he wants to do?
It is not for us to go to that place, to make that available, because it is a very personal part of his process. We would like to ask you, can you envision this product, this company, without your husband playing the roles he is currently playing?
Absolutely.
Right. There might be one or two smaller roles that may be appropriate for him to play, at least for a time. But the more you can open this up in your field of awareness initially, The more harmony there will be in this process, the more it will accelerate this flow. So as you, because you are the player here that we are speaking with, as you open to the beautiful streams of possibility and begin to look at the variety of ways that your business might be configured, and to play with, have fun with what feels just right. Don't be in a rush to choose one immediately. It won't take you long, but we want to remind you not to try to kind of leap over steps in this process, all right? We sense that sometimes your desire is so strong that you would like to do so.
Yes.
And so, but as small as some of those steps may seem to you, overall they play an important role in the grace and harmony and ease that you truly desire.
I have tried so many times to find new partners and new people to help us and or help me, and that's where I feel so stuck.
It feels piecemeal to us because you were trying to keep a lot of pieces as they are in your puzzle. And looking at what you already know and are aware of, which is quite normal. But if you take the blinders off, if you start with a fresher sense, and we know you're quite capable of doing this and you have great creativity and business sense available to you, that you can have fun with looking at the whole picture together, freeing all of that up. That is the initial step. And then as you focus your knowing of the manifestation process with this rejuvenated kind of picture, then you might begin, when you feel it, when you feel settled in a strong way with it, that you know this is the path that you are drawing in. Okay? You know what that feels like. You have done this before, yes? Is that correct?
When I've chosen the right path, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what it feels like to attract that path when it is not all in front of you yet, yes? You know what that feels like. When there's a knowing. It's
yes.
Not all done yet, but you know.
Yes.
Okay. When you come to that place, then you begin to open the door of possibility to your husband. As things stand, we do not expect him to initially jump at this shift. But as you begin to present to him a picture of, you know, I know there's more in you, too, that's seeking expression, and I know I cannot do this for you, but I want you to know I support you 100% in your uncovering it. And he will begin, and he needs to know that you are grateful, and I know that you are, for his support towards your project, and that there has been no mistake in this, and that there has been great achievement for both of you in this process so far, and that he not judge it by society's typical eyes, and that he begin to stretch with it. And so he does not feel as flexible to us in his way of adapting as you.
You can again.
But he will honor his own style and pace, that it is a beautiful contrast to your own, and that it is exactly as it should be, and go for it. Go for your vision. It will come together. You know what you want, and there is great possibility for you.
Thank you. So what I heard you saying is that I just keep going in the direction that feels correct to me. And
yes,
it will unveil itself and show itself. And when I have, you know, selected partners or tried to, and my husband has gotten really angry and said, you know, and put them down and found reasons, almost kind of like a possessive lover or something. I don't, that's been very challenging for me.
He has concerns about his abilities. And it is a misplaced anger. As you begin to unravel this mutually in your different ways, it will no longer be a concern for you. There may still be some kerfuffle, but as his role actually changes, you will find that he is not as intense in his response, and you really do not care so much about it either.
Awesome.
You will still care about him, and you will find other strengths in your way of being together that are more authentic for you both. It does not have to be a career. Although we feel there will still be a little bit of overlap.
Does this help you in any way, Anne? Is
this something? Oh, my gosh.
Does it?
Wow. A gazillion percent. This is it. Thank you so much, Robin.
You are so welcome, dear one. Oh. Do you have any additional questions that you would like to share?
I do. My husband has a daughter who's 17 who has just created, she's with us 50% of the time. She's created so much hell in our house every time she's here. It's like a demon comes in, and I don't know how else to say it. And it's created so much friction, and I feel so uncomfortable when she's here, and I need to heal that part of myself and know how to deal with this in a better way.
It will help for you to step out of the picture a little bit so that you can begin to look at her strengths, which in an interesting way she is sharing with you in her manner when she is with you, so that you feel less in it and can look from a more holistic perspective, and we feel you will find some giggles.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It is temporary. She is a powerful and very creative being, and she is a positive energy. It is simply not a positive experience that you are having.
Let me ask, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question real quick here, with Anne still on the line? What is it that we can do as individuals to bring our dreams forward? I know that a lot of it has to be intent. A lot of it has to be the feeling we have, like joy towards this. I mean, are those things we can do to bring our dreams forward?
Sometimes, you know, there are a variety of answers. What we would like to bring forward particularly is that sometimes you just need to back off because you're so serious about your desires. That the larger part of you does not have the same freedom as it might if you, as we are joking about this morning, go off and play golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your energies in a more flowing space and things flow more. So this is an important piece of the process that gets lost in the efforting that often goes on.
Mm-hmm. Being able to step away from it.
Yes. And we would also share that most of you don't trust that it will really work for you, this law.
And that kind of kills it, doesn't it?
It does. You want to, but you are hedging your bets and often more in the other direction. And yet at the same time, look how much of your desires actually do get through those filters.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you look at where you have grown in experiencing your desires and how often you do and how much you do take for granted in this way, the more that energy will flow overall for the newer desires, the desires that appear to be unmet. The one who has called in today, she has so much to offer.
I agree.
She truly does. And she is much closer to her tipping point than it has been feeling to her.
Mm.
We would say she is three quarters of the way to her tipping point. And so long as she freshens up this view and then moves forward in the way she knows how to so well, it is a done deal.
How do you like that, Ann?
I love that. When you say freshen up the view, can you expound on that?
When you look at the whole picture anew, not trying to keep some pieces in their current mold, but if you open up the whole thing, okay, this is the concept, and this is the overall form of the concept, and now what? Okay? And so many things may be the same after that, but not necessarily. But when you open up to your whole creative flow with this, that's how the magic will step in here.
Let me ask you this, law of attraction, energies. I've watched some videos, the Abraham videos. They talk about being in the vortex when you ask for something. Does this apply in any way?
Well, the one through whom we are speaking knows from her experience that although that feels good and it is a ideal place from which to speak, still ones are not always feeling so great and they still have desires, and not to feel that they cannot have those desires unless they get happy first, you know.
Okay.
And yet, it is a similar point to the one we have made about going off and doing something else that you enjoy. It's really same sort of a thing, but not putting so much of a label on it. Your feeling good, perhaps many of you do not notice how often you do feel good. And simply paying attention to that spreads more of it around. The one who has called here, she knows that she gets pleasure out of many things in life, and she has a rare ability to enthuse, you know. So there is not so much for her to do in this at this time.
Okay.
Other than to have fun in this area with this process of this business.
So really, if I had to pick a couple of things out of what you're saying, we really need to believe, let go of it, ask for it, let go of it, and then just believe it. Believe it truly that it's going to happen.
That will be the fastest way. We know that you don't, all of you, believe all of it all the time. And that does not mean it cannot happen.
No.
We know that you are seeking to move in this direction. And even the desire, to play with the desire of trusting the law of attraction. And then putting that aside and going on. Just planting that in a gentle way could help many of your seeds germinate and grow faster.
What comes up for me sometimes, and right now we've got two great opportunities that just, I could cry, I'm so grateful for them.
Yes.
And talk about the law of attraction there. I feel so much passion for these opportunities, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so, part of me is so afraid of making a mistake and blowing it and then not being able to forgive myself or just being mad or just, I don't want to blow it. How do you get in when something feels so like, thank you so much, God, how do you trust yourself in it that you how do you go forward full on, full steam ahead without worrying that you're the Titanic?
May we ask you, do you believe you will blow it with these particular opportunities you've mentioned?
I hope not. I really want them to come true. But
look inside. What do you believe at this moment?
I believe I can do it.
Yes. You do. More of you believe this than the other. It is kind of like an old habit. It is the way you, it is the words you are used to applying to your excitement.
Mm.
So, and to spread this to the broader audience here, you know, ask yourself, do you believe that you will blow it? And perhaps you will see that there is a nugget of concern about a particular area. It is helpful to know this is where my concern is. Then what could I do to move into a place of more comfort about this particular concern? Perhaps it is just beginning to trust oneself in that area. Perhaps you would trust yourself if you were able to practice in a smaller scale, or talk to someone, or learn from something, or someone, or to have someone else do some piece, or to consult with someone. This is not necessarily the case for you, dear one. But to ask oneself the question, do I believe I will blow it? And if the answer is more yes than no, then if it's really yes, perhaps you do not want to do this thing truly, but you think it would be wonderful to do, you know, in the world of success. Or perhaps there is a piece you know is not authentically feeling right, and you need to identify that piece and see what will allow you to allow that piece to come into balance and harmony. Yes, you get it. We can tell. And you will know that this has served you.
Hmm.
You will see this quite quickly, we feel, for both of you in particular, and we believe for some people who listen to this as well.
This is, and would you also, I don't know what you want me to call you, law of attraction. You want me to call you law of attraction? LOA?
You may.
But also, is it wise to, I'm guessing it is, kind of a dumb question, surround yourself with those who have the same vision, if you can find that?
They do not have to have the same as much as a belief in their vision, and their vision is reasonably compatible with yours.
So if you can find people that are excited about it as well. And
those who are happy. You feel happier around if you desire to be happy. If and when you don't desire to be happy, you do not like to be around these people, understandably.
Right.
And that's all right. When you are in a different frame of mind, it will be different. But to have the same vision is rare. And even the same vision will have a different sort of style or flavor to it, and this is as it should be, for the one is manifested as the many, and in this sense of the one, you are all part of the law of attraction, and you all know the law of attraction. We are merely an opportunity to express this verbally in more concentrated form, so that you hear it out loud in this way at this time.
You handle it if you feel that you are a happy person generally and your spouse tends to not be that way, at least right now, and it how do you protect yourself, or how do I protect myself when I feel the energy around me is dark and angry sometimes?
Well, there are several pieces here, and we feel this will be applicable for a variety of people who listen to this as well. So we thank you for sharing this question. Your ability to step back from the sense of that energy is vital for you to maintain and grow the kind that you prefer. And at times this may require a literal physical stepping back, and that may grow into a more internal sort of stepping back. However, you do love this one, yes?
Yes.
We do sense that. And so as you focus on the qualities that you admire and enjoy about him, you will find it more laughable when he chooses something else.
Okay.
Because it is rather humorous, isn't it? That one who is such a dear, who is such a lovely and loving person, would contort himself in this way for reasons that is so unnecessary.
Does that sound pretty accurate there, Anne?
Yes.
Let me ask you this, law of attraction.
Yes.
Isn't love what we're really trying to learn in all of this, in relationships? And isn't that the one thing that's going to help us move forward? If we're having difficulties with someone, if we just feel love towards them, will that change things?
It always changes you.
Mm.
And what changes you changes everything.
Mm.
Although you cannot predict or control the form that some of those apparently outer changes will take.
I guess just in my own experience, I've learned that when I just approach people with love, if they've done something, boy, it sure seems to work a lot better than confrontation.
Yes. And you do this for real, dear one. However, there are those listening who try to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And the faking it will never work.
No.
Because when you feel really irritated by how someone is behaving, and you feel you should, I will just love them. And then they should change. And then it's their fault if they do not. Or, I did that. I showed them love. And, love and honor yourself. You may need some other steps before you truly are feeling the love that you have for them. None of you require to learn love. You already are. It is simply to unlearn some other kinds of behaviors and perspectives that prevent its full expression.
That's well said. That's really well said. And on that note, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else, Anne, that you'd like to talk about?
I am so grateful for this call. Thank you so much. God bless you both. Wow.
You are so very welcome, dear one. And we would like to share with all of you that your hearts, as they open and you dip into the magic of your abilities, there truly is no limit to the heaven on earth that you may experience.
Thanks.
Have fun with your process. Bring your sense of humor in. This is key.
Mm.
There is so much that you could take more lightly, we say, to the population overall.
I like hearing that. I like hearing that because I like to goof around and be silly a little bit. And joy.
You do a fine job. And we thank you. We are most grateful for this opportunity.
I am very impressed, and we will, if you don't mind, I'd like to call on LOA, the Laws of Attraction again, and we can have another chat.
We look forward to this.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
And in just a moment, I'm guessing Roslyn will be back. And if that's all, I appreciate you talking to me. And, of course, we'll talk soon again. And thank you very much.
Thank you both. God bless you.
Same to you. Thank you very much. I hope that was helpful.
Oh, amazing.
We'll talk soon about it, okay?
Bye.
Take care. All right. So now... I believe Roslyn, wherever she went, she actually was on Mars and saw the face of
just my backyard. She was, I'm here.
She was on the moon with somebody eating cheese, and it was great. No, you were there, but you're kind of stepped aside. But you're still aware of what goes on.
Yes, I was quite aware. Yep.
What did you think of that from where your viewpoint was?
I really enjoyed it. It felt like more of a meld with my energies in a way than the others, that I'm maybe more familiar with this than I realized.
Mm.
And usually my eyes are closed during this, but I felt moved to have my eyes open most of the time.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know Anne personally, and I've known her for a while, and from what I could tell, what the laws of attraction were saying were spot on. I mean, I didn't want to get too personal. I didn't know how personal she wanted to get on this, but she seemed more than willing because she wants help. And it sounded like, boy, they were hitting home run with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And then maybe she'll have more contact with you, and on a personal level, you help her even more. So
I'm looking forward to the feedback on the growth with her business, and I could tell from her responses, you know, it seemed to really click in for her, and I'm always so grateful to feel that happen. And she was really ready. She was so ready to take the next steps.
Absolutely.
Not trying to defend or hold on to something that would keep her from making that change.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting. And being somebody who knows you now a little bit and knows the other person as well, and I've actually worked on projects with her. I don't know if you were aware of that. I've helped her and her husband more than once with editing projects. So the things you were saying, I'm going, I'm sitting over here thinking, yeah. That sounds pretty accurate. It's pretty interesting. And I just hope the best for her, because she really is, like the energies we're seeing, she's just such an energetic, upbeat person, and she's run into a wall. And I think she's a little frustrated, like we all get to at some point.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, it looked like a wall, but it really isn't. It's just, you know, a left turn, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. It's all how you look at it. And we're just about out of time this time around. Rosalind, I thank you again. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it, just sitting back listening. And perhaps we'll do this again down the road, I'm guessing, right?
I had a strong sense that they have a lot to say.
Really? They want to come back and talk, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what I find with these energies, Roslyn? They're rather chatty. They are rather... But that's good, you know? They probably, I'm guessing, now this, I'm just being a little silly, they probably don't get to talk to too many others, you know? Some guy with a podcast comes along and says, hey, go ahead and talk.
Well, I think, or, you know, they're talking all the time, but they're like, are they listening? Are they listening?
Right.
Can we do it? Maybe if we do it this way, they'll hear us.
So now we have a captive audience. Now, again, these energies, and I guess I want to try to define them if we can, but we don't have to. Are they just like us? Are they like beings that are... never were in a physical body, but spirit beings like us? I mean, how would you describe them?
Everything has a spiritual level. Every group, every business, every product, every concept has a level that could speak verbally if someone has that propensity. So my sense is it's accessing that. Does that make sense to you? it's not, I don't have a sense of, you know, human beings, but certainly there's a human translation going on.
Right. Well, I kind of look at it like this, and I'm just trying to define it for those listening because it could be confusing. We all came from this, we're the creative sparks. We used to, these little specks of light, kind of like when we came forward. And these little specks of light have gone many different directions. Some of them have chosen to come into a physical form. Some maybe are in other areas. I guess that's what I'm saying. These are all the same. We all came from the same place, mm-hmm. and we're all basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different path that they've gone. Is that any way accurate?
I think that makes sense to me, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering who these, I mean, are they sitting on a couch watching TV, waiting for me to talk to them? Hey, not now, I'm watching Match Game or whatever, you know? And then it's like, oh, somebody wants to talk to us. Whereas I'm guessing they chose to evolve that way, just like we did in our way, and they're learning great things as well, because it's always about that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think of it more like the cells of the body, too. You know, that when they start out, they're not, you know, a cell for this organ or that, or, you know, they just are. And then they specialize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they specialized into, and you're what you've specialized into. I guess it's just different
right.
way of
right.
your, yeah. Your
trying to define. I guess just as if I'm a person listening to this and I really don't understand it, I want to clarify it a little bit. That was my hope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon. And I know you got a busy summer, so we'll wait a little bit and get back with you. Of course, you're more than welcome to get a hold of me anytime. And I just think this one, from what I heard, really hit a home run. I think we did well before, but I knew the person that we were talking to. And what you were saying, at least not you so much, but those speaking through you.
Right, right.
And I'm guessing, well, only Anne can confirm that 100%, but she sure, I think you really did helped her a lot, or the energies did. You don't deserve any credit. They did. Anyway, Roslyn, till next time, do you have any parting thoughts?
Just thank you, TJ. I really enjoyed doing this.
Same
today.
Here. I really am glad I got to know you a little bit, and I look forward to more work with you.
Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.